Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Hello, Jeff Quattromani. How are you?
Oh, welcome back.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you very much. Let's get stuck into this story about Elon Musk. I was promoting it earlier this afternoon. It's not available, or it's available. It's not available in Australia at the moment, but it sounds like a good idea. Elon Musk recently announced how Starlink satellites are going to be able to, if you've got a smartphone, you'll be able to use the device from anywhere on Earth.
Yeah, this is a really smart move by Starlink here. In the US, they're partnering with T-Mobile, which is similar to our Telstra over here, but effectively what they're doing is where there is a black spot, where the carrier cannot provide a mobile signal, Starlink, which is the global internet service that Elon Musk is behind, will actually provide coverage. So when you've got a complete, you know, coverage of the entire planet with Starlink, that means that you could be using it to make phone calls, texting, or even MMS as well, wherever you are. And that means for people in remote parts of Australia, in the future, this could actually be something we start to use.
So, for example, if I'm driving along a freeway and there are black spots on that freeway, if I am paying for this service, I've got Starlink at my place in the country. So if I'm paying for Starlink at my place there, will I, when it gets to Australia, will I not lose a phone call? Like, obviously, I'm with one of the operators, the major operators for a mobile phone. If they link with that particular operator, where the black spot is, will my Starlink account take over through that black spot? Is that how it's designed to work?
No, well, this is actually independent of whether you're a Starlink customer or not. So this deal is being done by the carrier. So imagine Optus, for example, making this deal with Starlink. That would mean that any Optus customer with a smartphone would be able to use the Starlink as a backup whenever they can't get Optus coverage, for example. So imagine, you know, being out in remote parts of Australia where Optus maybe doesn't have coverage.
Yeah.
Optus will provide you with that backup service that you will continue to be able to use your phone. So, yeah, no more black spots would be the answer.
So who would approach who here? Has Elon Musk approached someone in Australia? Will Elon Musk approach, you know, a Telstra or an Optus, or vice versa? The Telstra or the Optus, they go to Elon and say, can we borrow your satellites, please?
Yeah, look, I think the conversation was a little bit both ways in this example. But, you know, now that they've set this precedent, I'm hoping that people, you know, inside Optus and Telstra and even Vodafone are making those phone calls, you know, trying to get in touch and put some deals in place, because it is a huge benefit for us in Australia here. It would make a lot of sense.
Watch this space, as they say.
Great.
Now, our diaries we need to mark. You're going to be marking your diary and certainly setting an alarm. I don't think many other people will be. There's a do for Apple. They're going to announce the new iPhone 14 September 8. That would be September 9 our time, wouldn't it?
It's actually September 8 our time.
Okay.
September 7th in the US.
Righto.
3 a.m. in the morning, why wouldn't you wake up
and
watch this? What else could you possibly be doing? Apple will be announcing the iPhone 14, and it will probably go on sale the week after. So, you know, the whole point of this conversation now is, please don't go out and buy a new iPhone today. Please don't do that, because it will be an old iPhone as of next week.
Any crystal balling on what's going to be in the new iPhone 14? Is it going to be, you think, worthwhile from what you've read? I know we never really find out until the day, but from what you've read, is it going to be worthwhile? If you bought a 13, is it worth going and buying a 14?
No, no one should be upgrading on a 12-month cycle anymore, and I don't care what brand it is. I don't think anyone's making leaps and bounds like they used to. But, you know, if you've got a device that's a couple of years old, you've been considering an upgrade anyway, then please wait for next week. But we should expect a better camera, a better screen, and even that black bar that we still see on the iPhones today, that should be removed. So we actually think they're going to go with a full-screen device this time. So that will be expected. But beyond that, who knows what else they'll pull out of the bag.
We'll wait with bated breath. Telstra's payphones, they're going to be offering free Wi-Fi hotspots in time to come?
Yeah, this is great news. At the moment, there's 3,000 of them which are enabled, but there'll be all 12,000 Telstra payphones will be enabled with this feature that, you know, if you do need access to Wi-Fi, it will now be on those payphones for free. This is probably more beneficial to overseas travellers, you know, coming to Australia. Maybe they're roaming. This is a good way of getting free internet access to call home, for example. So, you know, it's a good move. We are paying for these payphones anyway.
What sort of signal strength will it offer?
Look, this is a a good chance, I think, for Telstra to prove that they've got good internet capacity. I think if you were connected to a Telstra Wi-Fi hotspot and the performance was slow, you'd be disappointed in Telstra. So I think they'll use this as a bit of a marketing activity to, you know, connect to our payphones, you'll see the good speeds, and maybe one day you'll become a Telstra customer yourself.
LG's got a new combined air purifier, side table, and phone charger all in one.
This is great because, you know, I've tested air purifiers, and if I'm honest, it's an ugly appliance that you don't really know where to put it or what to do with it exactly, because it just does this magic work with the air we breathe. But LG has decided to make one with a tabletop and with a wireless charger built in. So imagine this next to the couch when you're watching the telly. It's purifying the air to make sure the room smells nice and clean, but also charging your phone and holding your drink.
When will you be able to buy it, and how much will it cost?
We don't know that part yet. So they've announced the product, but we're waiting to see exactly availability for Australia and the cost. I expect it'll be a little bit more expensive than a normal air purifier.
They look all right, don't they?
They look pretty good. I mean, they're a bit funky in a few different colours, and they come in slightly different shapes. For me, this would make a lot more sense because homes aren't designed to accommodate an air purifying box. We don't have a particular space in our homes where we normally would put one. So if they can make it blend into the home like furniture, I think that makes sense.
And just quickly, before we let you go, Google has what? Fitbit, which is owned by Google, has announced three new wearables with enhanced features and new options.
Yeah, this is good from Google and I guess Fitbit now. Three new devices, you know, starting less than $200 now. These aren't just step trackers anymore. They are monitoring everything and actually more focused on wellness to say, you worked hard yesterday and you didn't sleep well. Please don't go to the gym today. You know, please take it easy. It's not always about hitting that 10,000 steps. Recovery is important too.
I just love the technology that we have. Sometimes it's scary when you think about it, but boy, oh boy, where would we be without it?
I was
watching a video, which I'll play a little later this afternoon, which, because it's 25 years today since Princess Diana tragically died in that car accident, and they were talking about the technology of how the news was coming through to newsrooms 25 years ago and comparing how it would be today. I mean,
true.
Unbelievable. All right, Jeff, yep. I'll let you go. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, mate.
Pleasure. Thank you.